once again, True Believers, and welcome to the 14th installment of the Puzzle Warriors 3. Some might say the Thanksgiving episode if you are in the good old US of A. If you're somewhere else, you either already had Thanksgiving or you don't care. Go with one of those. I am the Woolly One, also known as Craig. With me are Chaos72 and SneakyBeat15, better known as Ray and Ian of the Longbox Heroes Alliance. Happy holidays, boys.
Right back at you.
Gobble, gobble.
Speaking of which, over at the Mad Max, you can get the Gobblerito this week. So
that sounds disgusting. Tell me more.
Oh, they take a giant, like, do you remember burritos as big as your head?
I do.
They take a burrito that size and fill it with all of Thanksgiving dinner.
Oh.
It's turkey and stuffing and
that sounds way better.
And gravy and cranberry sauce. And
I misheard you, and I was disgusted. Now that I've correctly heard you, that sounds delicious. I heard, like, what did you say? What's it called, a Gobblerito?
The Gobblerito?
I heard Gobblerita.
Oh, no.
And I was like, that's disgusting.
No, yeah. This is not a liquid drink.
It is not
a burrito filled with turkey dinner.
It's not a margarito. It's not a gravy-flavored margarita.
It is not, because that's revolting. But it weighs like 4 pounds. It's like this giant burrito thing. In any case, this week, this would be the week of 11/25 through 12/2. So we are going to be broaching December sometime soon. And boy, I can tell, because holy cow, it's cold outside.
Yeah, it's a little crisp over here on the East Coast.
Woo! Deadpool dailies for the week. Wednesday the 25th, you've got a black Daken. 26th is purple Squirrel Girl. Then you got blue Doctor Doom, blue Mystique, red Green Hulk, I guess. Blue Sam Wilson, blue Psylocke, and then green Beast to round out the week.
That's a tough.
Anything
tough,
super exciting
tough
there
run.
Coming up?
No.
I think I have all those characters maxed out.
I might.
Yeah, I'm looking through.
I might not have Squirrel Girl maxed out. That's fine. That one seems usable. Other than that, unfortunately, it's not that it's not exciting, but it's all unusable at the moment.
Yeah, Squirrel Girl is it for me. That's kind of depressing for me, but.
Crash of the Titans. Did I get it
yes,
right?
Yes,
there
you've
you go.
Done it.
All right, the show's over. It's canceled. I got that right one time. On the 19th, we had the thing, which ended up being against Johnny Storm, if I remember right.
Correct.
And I had a 0% chance of winning because one fireball killed me instantaneously. Did anybody else have a remote chance?
No, not even close.
Ray with his 700 thing covers?
Yeah, turns out that's 4.
Yeah.
And that with 2 powers, one of which is to protect his allies, which is useless. So,
right.
Yeah, it went pretty well right up until he threw that fireball. Or the 2 times he threw a fireball, 1 time he cast Inferno and it didn't matter. One spell and I'm done. Not as much fun as I thought it might be.
And then still we have coming up on the 24th is Jean Grey versus meh.
Yeah, I don't know. I assume we've speculated to this point.
We did speculate last show. Oh, if it seems we're talking about things a little earlier than normal.
We're
recording on Monday as opposed to Wednesday due to everyone's holiday travel plans for our listeners.
Right, that's right. All my co-hosts have friends and family that love and care about them and want to spend time with them on this holiday.
I'm going to go see a bunch of people who will probably get drunk and watch football, but...
Yeah,
that's
I keep all mine.
Like.
I keep all mine under the same roof, so my travel plans are limited.
We might come visit you on our way back through.
Ooh, my travel plans just got better.
If I can get my wife to leave her parents on an appropriate time, or maybe we'll try and hit you up on Friday on our way to there.
Okay, just as
good. I'll have to check with you.
This will increase my chance of forgetting to return your Mad Max video.
Ah, movie solid gold. All right, three events going on. The Gauntlet is still going strong. I am currently stuck on mission number 36, which has a 319 blade, a 320 Iron Fist, and a 320 Luke Cage. That's where I am at.
Okay, well, that's significant. I don't want to say I'm stopped. Stopped per se. I just kind of gave up on, and it's so far back, it's not even worth mentioning. Do you know the first portion of the Gauntlet? The first portion where it starts to branch downward?
Right.
That match. I was like, sweet, I made it to the first branch. I'm done.
on the first section?
Yes.
Like the first, okay.
Yep. Like there's 5 matches. You fight Iron Man and then you fight your way down before you fight your way any more further and forward. So, however, I believe on the polar opposite end of that, there's, you guessed it, Ray.
I don't know about polar opposite, but I intend on completing this in the next couple of days. I still have 2 days, and I have 3 fights left, so I think it's possible, especially since I completed the very last fight, which, oh man, X-Force Deadpool, four-star Lady Thor, and X-Force Wolverine, all at level 307 for me.
Yeah.
Oh, that was a rough fight. But turns out there is a combination of three-star Magneto, three-star Storm, and Loki that once it gets going, they just charge each other. You get that the Loki's purple illusions going. You constantly rearrange the board, get cascades. That is how I defeated them. I was thinking I would have to bring up Deadpool and do whales, but that's impossible because Deadpool is the four stars who right. You have to fight.
Yep.
But Loki won the day for me. The first time I played it, Loki got crushed. Wolverine got off a surgical strike, insta-killed him, and I was done for. But then I had one health back left, healed him, went right back in, and was able to take them out with nothing but cascading powers. So.
Right.
Well, Ray, you need to finish the gauntlet. You want to know why? You want to know why? You want to know why? Because you'll get a melon head.
Yeah, why?
Yes.
Tell us.
Because you'll get a melon head.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, that is, I'm
a yellow
that.
Professor X cover is totally, I would say it's worth it. He's the an other, excellent character.
The other fights that I would mention, so the fight that you're stuck on, Craig, I use the exact same combo. Magneto, Storm, Loki, to get past them. They, like I said, I just kept the tiles moving. Didn't let a uppercut happen. Kept the tiles moving and did doing damage. The other fight I would mention is there's a branch down from that. Have you played that? It's the Quicksilver required matches?
Yeah, I believe I finished all those.
Okay. The second one of those against Carnage, that took me several tries, but I was able to do it. You have to use Quicksilver, and I teamed him up with Doc Ock and Loki. Doc Ock has the both powers that just rearrange the board. Doc Ock, when he did it, he destroyed all of Carnage's attack tiles, doing massive damage there. And again, cascades, just to keep my powers charged.
Yeah, I made the top of the peak, so I've got 10 fights left.
The other fight that I would mention is Simulation 38, which is Scarlet Witch, Storm, and Iceman. I cheated on that one and just went for the Deadpool whales attack, maxed out the whales. I had to do that. Iceman's powered up at level 274 is way too devastating. He would take out my entire team with one power.
Yeah.
I forget what his power is called. But he could do that, so I just, all right, fine, I'll just bring in Deadpool and do the same right back at you. So I was able to get past him.
All right, well, keep us posted. We'll check in with you next week.
Three fights left. I think I can do it.
I hope so, because I've never been able to complete the gauntlet, so hopefully you can.
Yeah, neither have I. This would be a first.
Right, now that you've jinxed yourself live on the air, and by live on the air, I mean recorded, not live. In any way, or on the air, but...
The next event starting up is Oscorp Heroic, where 16,000 will get you a red patch, 32,000 for your legendary token. First or second place is two X-Forces, and 3 through 150 are miscellaneous Daredevil covers. And then the big, super, new, special, boy, it will blow your mind, something fierce event appears to start on Wednesday. That is the new Ghost Rider event, where, I don't know, stuff's going to happen, and there will be some kind of rewards.
Oh my goodness, I can't wait.
I got nothing.
The graphics
else.
Changed
gonna...
yet again.
The graphic did change
today. The graphic
today.
Continues
that was
to evolve.
Now you actually get to see Ghost Rider.
Yes, Ghost Rider revealed himself as the hero, and his three sidekicks have now fallen into the, you know, middle ground.
Here's my sidekicks. They're in the middle.
Well, they were in the foreground. Now they've faded to the
we're
middle ground.
We're charging into hell with me and my three middle sidekicks. Sounds a lot less heroic that way, sorry.
He's not that heroic.
PvP events. Season 21 is up and running. Look at it go. First Avenger finished up. In that one, 800 got you a red cap. 1,000 for the yellow Ant-Man. 1,300 for your legendary. First place was Black Cletus. I wanted to sing the song there again, but I'm going to hold off. 2 to 50 got you Sam Wilson plus some CP. And 51 to 100 is just the Sam Wilson covers.
All right, I have to know. Black Cletus, how is that a song?
It's some folks will never eat a skunk, and then again, some folk will, like Cletus the Slugjaw Yokel. But
yeah, it really wasn't tied in with the color.
No, it's
of
just
his
every
cover.
Time I hear Cletus in my head, that's immediately where my brain goes.
Okay.
Because what else? How often do you use Cletus?
Sure.
Did you guys get some command points from First Avenger?
Not
oh,
a
no,
chance.
I barely played it.
Oh, really?
I played the hell out of it, not as much as a Alliance member that goes by the name of Angry Salad. He was able to pull off a 1,000-point yellow Ant-Man, so wow. Congratulations.
Yeah.
I've never gotten near, I guess 913 is my high, so I guess that's near, but I've never reached 1,000 points. I got up to almost 800, had to stop. I had just over 3 hours to go, so I figured, all right, I'm going to shield for 3 hours, come back, have 15 minutes to pound out some more points at the very end and get that 800. Completely forgot about it. Shields ran out, and I lost 200 points.
Oh!
And was so super disappointed.
Well, that's wow. Reading.
Yeah. That is the worst 15 minutes ever.
So I ended up, I actually needed a Falcon cover. The Falcon cover that I was going for, and so I wanted to be in the top 100 and ended up being in like 229. It was awful.
Burn.
Yeah, my slice just went crazy in the last 15 minutes and really just beat the crap out of me.
Yeah, that's a sad story. I can't hear that one again.
But on to the next PvP.
So following that up is Cap sidekick. Falcon is following up in Top Gun. 800 is a purple Falcon, 1,000 is a green Cletus, 1,300 is a legendary token, first place is blue Cyclops Classic, 2 through 50 are Captain Marvels with some CP, and 51 to 100 is red Captain Marvel covers. And then simulators up and running, and the 2,000 point prize this season is a X-23 Sheevy cover.
I really want to get that cover, actually. I thought she was a lot of fun to play when you got the free one.
Yeah, maybe they can change the animation to look like, I don't know, a block. If it could just be like a blurred out square, that would make me less annoyed with it, I think. Maybe they could pixelate it. It could just be all pixelated. Maybe. I can ask.
Speaking
pretty powerful character, though.
Of getting to play a character as a freebie, I believe you both noticed that this season there's no free play spot in this underneath the season heading where you usually get to play whatever the most recently introduced 4-star character is.
Yep, because I clicked on it like, woo, I'm going to play some Phoenix. Nope. No, I'm not.
Nothing. No Phoenix. No nothing.
Nothing at all.
Yep. I was sad to see that go. It had no real value other than getting to, you know, enjoy some characters that you might not normally get to play, you know, at no consequence or to your game. But it was fun. It was a fun little distraction. I was sad to see it go.
Well, I mean, when all your characters were beat up, you could just jump in that for, you know, a fun little match.
Yep.
That was nice.
Right. And it was normally a character that, you know, a lot of people wouldn't have.
Right.
So it was fun. But, I wonder what the decision was to not do that.
Yeah, I don't know.
Do not know.
All right, boys. There was a post by one of the developers today at 2:58 in the p.m.
Okay.
Which is not long ago.
Brand new news.
So in patch number R89, there's some stuff that they are announcing. A totally awesome Hulk. Who won't be totally awesome in any way, is coming into Marvel Puzzle Quest. B, though, you know, that's the patch that will give you the Ghost Rider actual event, so it's playable. There's going to be some PvP showdowns against Ghost Rider and Loki. And then there's some, under a title subject of What's Better, from community manager David Hi-Fi Moore. It says A, and boy, this was a nice one, fixed a bug where the game shows damage done by tactiles before the animation is played. Hooray! Because, man, that's been bugging me.
I was going to say, do you see what kind of weight we carry in the Marvel Puzzle Quest universe?
Man, that's been bugging me.
Aha! Sorry, bug pun. That's what you were going for. You're not very funny.
And then he just kind of snuck this last detail in at the end. But here's the mystery. It says that this patch contains multiple back-end changes to support an exciting upcoming feature, which will give you details soon.
So my hoarding is totally going to pay off.
All I know is that clearly I'll be able to click on this and get a boat.
Get a what?
A boat. I mean, this could be anything. It could be a boat.
Anything.
Oh.
What a sad joke. Ian die inside a little bit with that.
Yeah, that was good though.
You did skip. There was another comment that I thought was interesting in the along with the bug fix and the back end changes. They said that holiday elements have been added to the game, so who knows what that's going to be. Probably mistletoe and tinsel.
You know that Deadpool's going to drop turkeys on people or something instead of whales.
That's what I was actually secretly hoping that's that Jean Grey, Crash of the Titans, she was going to fight a giant turkey.
All I know is that if Deadpool came out and click on gobble, gobble, gobbles, and just turkeys rain down on the screen.
Oh, that would be fantastic.
That would really,
how beautiful would that be?
Yeah, that would, man, I'm already pumped about Thanksgiving. Now I'm super pumped, even though what Craig said is not at all true in any way.
Maybe you don't know. Maybe I That's have true. Info.
You
don't
could.
In any way, but I could.
But you might.
Maybe there's someone who works at the company who has a really perverted sense of humor like I do and really wants to see turkeys flying all over the screen. Les Nessman style, or just throwing
exactly.
turkeys out the window.
I am super happy that I'm not the only person who was thinking of WKRP. Reference, Google it.
Yeah. If you're younger than 40, look up the Thanksgiving episode of WKRP in Cincinnati.
Oh, man.
Best episode ever.
That episode is solid gold.
That was a great reference, guys. I'm glad we're not alienating any of the listeners.
They're young. They've got the Googles. They can find anything on the interwebs.
That's true.
It was a short week, so I'm not sure that we have a whole lot of listener comments piled up. So
true story.
We'll probably catch up on those next week.
After the holidays.
Yeah. So the time for the, here's my echo effect, feature character of the week. Oh, did you actually get me some?
If you listened to the show ever, you would know.
I don't have to listen to it. I'm in it.
You've lived it.
It is just you, but it's with a ton of special effects.
Oh, sweet.
I spent easily 10 minutes putting that together.
In true Slacker style, I spent minutes of effort into this.
Exactly.
And then called it done.
Hey, that's 10 more than I spent on it. Good on you, Ray. Man. So, Craig, why don't you take the lead on this one, just because I know you're an enthusiast about this character, and I can offer nothing.
I am. He was one of the, for a very, very long period of time, I guess we should say, the featured lead is Rocket and Groot, and for a really long period of time, he was used in every fight of mine, until I succumbed to the glory. Succumbed?
Succumbed?
Succumbed to the glory that is Luke Cage. He had snorted.
Oh, sorry. That was an awesome word.
Oh, this will be fun to edit.
So anyway, you got Rocket and his buddy Groot from, I don't know, parts unknown, somewhere in Universe X.
Man, you did a lot of research on this.
I don't know where they're from. No one read that comic.
That's actually true. Not until the movie came out.
But that shouldn't stop you.
That's true.
From knowing where they're from. Literally no one in the history of the world has ever read a Jessica Jones comic, and they made a whole series about that.
I know, and I'm so excited to watch it. All right, so Groot's powers. By far, what I think is the best one is the yellow power, I Am Groot. This is his regrow power. If he, I guess, are below 25% health and you make a yellow match, they blow up all the team-up tiles and heal. I have him maxed out, and it's 834 life per team-up tile.
Oh, my goodness.
Wow.
That ramps up real fast.
Yeah.
I mean,
that's outrageous.
Yeah, it's an insane amount of healing, and you can keep Rocket and Groot in a fight for a really long time. Their green power is Blammo, we got ya. This puts a 2x2 hole in the center of the board, and then they destroy one additional random basic protect strike or attack tile for every 2 green AP that you have. It does not generate AP. Okay. And then their final power is I Got a Plan, which is also super powerful. This puts out a 2-turn blue countdown tile. And then when that counts down, you get 4, at max, you get 4 random blue strength tiles, strike tiles, that are 261 each.
Oh.
So it really ramps up your damage.
Yeah.
Real fast.
Oh, that
every
seems
single
nice.
Every single power is just awesome to have on your team.
Yeah.
I guess that middle power does not make any sense to me, especially if he's putting out tiles. Why would I want a power that randomly blows up tiles?
True.
And I just don't understand. I have to read it and, you know, work my way through it, because it sounds like a confusing power down version of, like,
Hulk.
The Hulk or, the Punisher does
Punisher's,
the same thing.
Yeah, Rocket Launcher deck.
Now, the one thing about Blammo is it really targets the center of the screen.
Right.
So you can use it strategically. Like, Hulk's is, to me, seems completely random.
Hulk's is a mess. Juggernaut's is a mess.
Right. Blammo, we got you, is, like, center of the screen and then some random around it. Yeah. It's a little bit more controlled.
Yeah, I mean, I run my Rocket and Groot at 5-3-5 because I really play them for the blue damage and the healing power.
And the mega healing, yeah.
Because if I can get those blue strike tiles out and then keep healing myself, they can do a lot of damage real fast.
I imagine. I don't really know a way around that. That's a lot of healing.
So in almost exact opposite pattern, I have them, Rocket and Groot, at 4-5-4, which I think is almost opposite from 5-3-5.
Yes.
But that's only because I maxed out his green. That's just the way the covers came, right? Mm-hmm. So that's just how I've been able to do it. Now, what I've been doing is transitioning more into I Am Groot because, like you said, his ability to come back in a fight, that actually, on a couple of the gauntlet fights recently, that kept me in the game. I was able to finish off a fight because I was able to just constantly make those yellow matches and regrow.
Yeah, I've had so many fights saved where they've been down to almost dead, and then a minute later, I've got, 8,000 hit points again.
Right.
I mean, it's insane.
So even at level 4, each tile does 556 health. So it's significant. I mean, it's not 834, but it's still pretty good. If I could get another yellow, I definitely would.
Yeah, I mean, that's the way I go. Ian, do you play with the Rocket and Groot ever?
Nope. I think I have him at 2-2-1.
Oh.
Yeah, his covers are fairly hard to come by. I mean, until I started getting them in the Deadpool dailies, I think that's how I was able to get them maxed up.
I don't know, that's one of the characters that I weirdly stumbled across lots of. Like, him and Luke Cage I got lots of way before you guys really got any of either person.
Right.
Still working on my Luke Cage.
Same. Struggling.
Yeah.
But he's getting there.
Rewards of the week. Did anybody get anything? Because I got nothing to report.
Actually, I've been, once I lost Ray to the dark side of the cover openers, and now that I know that there's going to be multiple back-end changes to support an exciting new upcoming feature.
You're not opening anything.
I'm not opening anything. Not even the, well, because I've been lazy. I've been going to state college, visiting friends, not putting a lot of effort into the game. So any of the events, I haven't even earned enough in them to get, like a first Avenger tile or a Top Gun tile, that sort of thing,
right,
which I would normally open once the event is over, but I got nothing. Nothing. But again, I'm so, so unbelievably excited about this Ghost Rider event. I can almost guarantee I'll have a Ghost Rider, at least a cover to open, if not Ghost Rider on my team, by next time we speak.
Woohoo!
I did receive a new 4-star character.
What?
It was from a 2-star token that I got through the gauntlet. I forget where in the gauntlet, but I was able to pull a 2-star token, and I can't say that I'm overly enthused about it, but it's a new 4-star. Can you guess who it is with that intro?
Did you get Classic Cyclops?
No, that would be good. Well, okay. I got him before. I do have him cover again.
Is it Carnage?
Carnage?
Carnage, exactly. I got a Black Carnage.
I
haven't played him
Carnage
at all yet. No, I hate people who damage my own team. But I couldn't resist. I had the hero points, so opened up another slot and put him in. We'll see. Maybe I'll use him sometime. I don't know.
Yeah, I currently have enough hero points reserved that I've got the capacity to buy a slot. So I'm going to end up buying something to shove somebody in there. But
so the power that I got is Alien Instincts, which is the one that anytime you use a power, it throws attack tiles out.
Right.
For you and the other team.
Yeah.
Hmm.
So, don't know where I would use that, how I would team him up. But
no, but hey, what are you gonna do?
I don't know. I don't think for fun you need to team him up with
Doc Ock.
Oh.
Yes.
Kamala Khan. And somebody who's got a super cheap power. Team him up with
Gamora?
The stupid dinosaur.
Oh.
And you can just keep rearranging tiles and just watch the board explode with tiles and healing.
Yeah, this is true. Well, I was thinking of,
I might do that now just for fun, because that sounds like it's ridiculous.
Maybe something like that with Doc Ock, so that when I can do his manipulation, destroy all the enemy attack tiles and do damage with them.
Yeah. Right.
I give you tiles, and then I destroy you with them.
Unfortunately, all the Carnage I have is only the symbiote sides. I don't have anything else.
Weird animation on that one.
Yeah, but that's all I got. I got three levels of symbiote scythes and nothing else. All right, so at least Ray got something worth having.
Yeah, good job.
Ian, tell me about the podcast network. And we have a special shout-out to one of our podcast
members. We do. We are going to lead into this with a special story that I heard from my good friend Craig. So, Craig, tell me more about what you saw this weekend on your new favorite talk radio sports broadcast show, The Dan Le Batard Show.
Well, this was their TV show, but yeah.
They have a TV show, too?
Yeah, I watch it every day. That's
what
I'm talking
about. Holy
smokes! Yeah, so,
this is even bigger than I thought!
It is. This was on TV. There's a TV show on ESPN in the afternoons that I record every day called Highly Questionable with Dan Le Batard. And it's sports reporter out of Miami. He does the TV show with his good friend Bumani Jones and his father, who is a 75-year-old Cuban immigrant, who is one of the most hilarious people I've ever seen on TV.
Okay, so for
in any case, so they
for the, yeah, for the people who might not know, I'm assuming that's everybody who would be listening to a Marvel Puzzle Quest podcast. He's on the same level as, say, a Mike and Mike or a Jim Rome or a Colin Coward.
Not as popular, but I think more entertaining. I think he's going to get more popular as the year or two goes down the road.
Okay. Is he independent? Does ESPN own him?
He works for ESPN exclusively. He also has an ESPN radio show, as does Bumani Jones.
Okay. Continue.
All right. So they have a segment every day where they show off-the-wall videos and comment on them. Mostly sports-related, sometimes for no good reason. It's just crazy dash cams that come out of, like, Yugoslavia. But this time they decided they were going to show a wrestling clip. And it was an amazing wrestling clip, which turned out to have...
Professional wrestling?
What's that?
Professional wrestling?
Professional wrestling.
Okay.
So this is a small-time, more regional, local wrestling. But the one... So there's two teams wrestling. One is themed as a bunch of... it was a six-man tag team event. And the one team is a bunch of themed ants. Like, there's Soldier Ant and Fire Ant. And I forget what the other one was called. And in any case, the opposing team pulled out an imaginary hand grenade, pulled the pin, and threw it at the ant team.
Stressing imaginary. Not there was a prop.
There was no
not
prop.
It was a fake grenade. There not was, it was a water balloon.
You had to
it was
fully
invisible
believe it.
In his mind.
There was no prop in any way. The guy on the team, he pulls the pin, he throws the grenade at the ant team. Team reels back in terror, as does the referee. Soldier Ant shoves his friends out of the way and dives on top of this imaginary hand grenade, and it's all in slow motion. He then is on the grenade. The grenade explodes. Soldier Ant goes flying up into the air, immediately becomes pinned, and due to things that I can't comprehend the physics of this, only gets a two count and doesn't lose. It was unbelievable. However, what brought this home is that I found out that the announcer of this, which I didn't realize as I watched this live, was one of our very own. So Ian filled in this gap for me.
Right.
Ian, what happened?
What happened was, in the background of the video, there was none other than host of the and commander of the Long Box Heroes Alliance and Long Box Heroes podcast, Leonard F. Chikarasin of Chikara Pro Wrestling, was calling the match, and he was also stunned because that grenade usually does so much more damage.
The best part was Leonard describing it in slow motion. Because he's like, oh no, he threw the grenade! it was amazing, so I gotta give a shout out to Leonard, because man, that was one of the more entertaining wrestling clips I have seen in quite some time. And it made me harken back to the days when I used to watch a lot of wrestling in the glory days of the WWF.
So there you go. Long Box Heroes Alliance / Long Box Heroes podcast making national headlines. National headlines. Oh, my goodness. Again, the weight we carry around here. This is fantastic.
It was unbelievable.
So if you would like to meet, listen to, or enjoy a podcast by a national celebrity... Leonard F. Chikarasin and his friend Todd host the Long Box Heroes podcast, which is a podcast dedicated to comic books and the world around comic books. Also on our network, we have such fine shows as Podvocacy, hosted by Jason and Dave, where they talk about all things pop culture. We have our YouTube show, the Fresher and Parlance show, hosted by none other than Fresher and Parlance themselves, where they talk about the news and events of the week. And we have the Prodigal Sons podcast, which is just four guys hanging out playing games. And you listen to them play said trivia games on the air. I didn't miss anybody, did I?
No, I don't believe so.
Thank goodness, because I like everybody. They're all good. National headline maker Leonard F. Chikarasin and Todd also have an additional show, Long Box Heroes After Dark, in case they feel like talking about something less comic book related. So you can catch all those shows here on the soon-to-be-named network.
Is that one recorded at Cinnabon?
It's nothing! No! There's no Cinnabon. Poor Todd.
Someday I'll need to meet Todd in person and apologize for all the Cinnabon jokes, but man, okay. It makes me laugh. All right, I think that's all for this week. Hopefully everyone will enjoy their holidays, eat until you want to puke, and watch some football, because that's what Thanksgiving's all about in America.
National Dog Show.
Or if you're Ian, it's the Westminster Kennel Club Dog Show.
No, I think it's the Yukonuba National Dog Show, Westminster's during Easter.
I don't know.
They're two different dog shows!
I can't believe there's more than one. All right, so again, check us out at PuzzleWarriors3.com. Listen to us on iTunes, on Stitcher, on Podomatic. Check us out on our Reddit posts where we post the show. Feel free to leave us any comments through any medium you may find. You can follow us on the Twitter as well. And I think that's all. So I want to say goodbye for now. But hey, Ian.
Yes, Craig?
Have you heard?
Heard what?
Well, gee, Ian, I thought everyone had heard.
Heard?
Yeah, everyone's heard that the bird is the word. Bird. Bird's the word. I said the bird. Bird's the word. All right, that's it. See you next week.
Goodbye, friends.
Goodbye.
Well, everybody's heard about the bird.
Oh, my God. This is Surfing Bird by the Trashmen. This is my favorite song of all time. Chris, don't you know about the bird? Make everybody knows that the bird is the word. Oh, well, a bird. The bird is the word. Hey, guy behind the counter. The bird is the word. Hey, frightened little child. The bird is the word. Lady on the toilet. The bird is the word. Hey, don't you know about the bird?
Sure, everybody knows that the bird is the word.
Oh, well, a bird. The bird's a word. Oh, well, a bird.
Again, I love repetition.